USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Residents on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana are bracing for yet another storm as Tropical Storm Zeta takes aim at them. The storm made landfall Monday on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane, knocking out power to thousands and downing hundreds of trees. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved back into the Gulf of Mexico, but is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warnings are already in effect from central Louisiana to the Alabama state line, with many of the areas expected to take the brunt of Zeta's force already dealing with damage from hurricanes Laura and Delta, which hit earlier in the season. A new poll released a week ahead of Election Day shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Donald Trump. The final Emerson College poll before the election has Biden leading the national poll by 5 points, 50-45%. The same poll showed that a slight majority of voters disapproved of the job President Trump has been doing. 51% of respondents said they disapproved, with 45% approving and 4% remaining neutral. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Could Texas be turning blue? Democratic groups are making a push in the state for former Vice President Joe Biden, but could it be enough? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as the gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
When it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.